Well, good morning. It is 8:09 and special guest on the line with me. Very special guest. One of my favorites, Bernadette for All for Kids. The Children's Bureau is offering now some very special events in light of COVID because there is still a need for adoptive and foster parents. And Bernadette is here to tell us about that need and how you can get involved. Good morning, my dear Bernadette. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, too. So what do we have in store? I know there's another meeting coming up, but we need to tell our listeners, in case they have never heard of this organization and the need for foster and adoptive parents, we need to start from the beginning. So what is the need right now as we look, you know, during COVID? Has it gotten any worse? Have the numbers gone up?
Let's say with the current health crisis, the need for foster and foster adoptive parents has totally accelerated. Ugh. So, you know, I'm here today, as I am every time you and I get to talk, and I'm so appreciative to remind people that the foster care population exceeds over 21,000 kids, with at least 200 of those foster kids waiting for an adoptive family in L.A. County alone.
Oh.
So if that number doesn't tell people about the need, I don't know what would. And remember, most of these kids have siblings. So we're really looking for families who can take children with their brothers and sisters. You know, you don't have to take in a family of six, but if you could just open up your family to maybe two kids, that would be great. The need never stops.
I think there is a lot of confusion as far as I don't want to say confusion. I just think people don't understand what's involved in order to get involved, and I think people tend to shy away because they think it is just going to be a huge mountain of paperwork and it's just too tough, and the matching of the children to the families is tough, and what if I'm a single parent? I probably wouldn't qualify. What if I'm a same-sex family? I probably wouldn't qualify. So can you speak to any of those maybe curiosities for our listeners?
Yes, and that's why I like coming and talking to you, because I think it gives me an opportunity to kind of debunk some of the myths or what people think. So it's really easy. If you're an adult over 21, we don't care if you're married or single. You can live in a house. You can rent an apartment. You can be a same-sex couple. It's those things are not what we're looking at. We're really looking at people who have the ability, resource, and willingness to protect and nurture kids. You want to meet their developmental needs, and if they have any delays, need extra help in school, you're willing to do those things. You're also willing to support their relationship with their birth mom or their birth dad, and you're willing to connect them to safe and nurturing relationships, everything we all want. And, of course, that you're willing to work as a member of a team. If you come with an agency like Children's Bureau, it's all about being a team member. We're holding your hand. We're helping you through the process. You don't have to do anything on your own. So if you're willing to do those things, I really hope you'll join us in our orientation meeting tomorrow, which is, by the way, our orientation meeting is tomorrow, December 17th at 4 o'clock. And it's, you don't have to leave the comfort of your own home. It's virtual. It's a Zoom meeting. So I'd really like people to, if this is where you want to get some questions answered and get some basic information, no obligation, just join the virtual meeting and you can listen to a Children's Bureau team member and a foster parent, somebody who's currently fostering or maybe even adopted from us, and get it from them, straight from their mouth, how this goes, how it feels to open your family up to children who just need you.
Tomorrow, 4 p.m., tomorrow at 4 p.m.,
yes.
December 17th. For more information,
yes,
you can go to allforkids.org. And that's the number four, by the way, all four kids. It is the number four, allforkids.org. Bernadette, you don't even need me. You segued into... You segued into that beautifully. You don't even need me. I can just sip my coffee and listen to you.
Yeah, Tori, you know I get excited about this. I'm so sorry. I'm running the show. I didn't mean to, but I want people, because it's literally tomorrow, and I know it seems like, oh, short notice, but the idea is, if you're home or you're at your office or whatever, all you have to do is 4 o'clock rolls around. Actually, I do want people to know, yes, you can go on the website and you'll get directed there, but if you want to email rfrecruitment@allforkids.org, just let them know, hey, I'm interested in, attending the orientation, and somebody will get back to them and send them the link so they can click on to the orientation tomorrow. It's rfrecruitment@allforkids.org.
That's R as in Robert, F as in Frank, recruitment@allforkids.org. Bernadette, always a pleasure. I hope it's a huge success. We got to bring these numbers down. We talk about this every year. We got to bring those numbers down. These kids need us. And if you can do it, please do it. And this is how we do it safely during COVID. You figured it out, as I knew you would. Bernadette, have a beautiful, beautiful Zoom tomorrow. I hope everybody tunes in to the Zoom tomorrow, and have a beautiful holiday. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Everybody stay safe. Tori, happy holidays. Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely.